Well, good afternoon, everyone. What I'd like to ask firstly is we've handed out some sheets there for you to fill in because Jim wants to make sure we've got everybody's contact details. Is there anyone that hasn't filled it in? If you haven't, Jim will give you space there to fill the information in. And I assume that everybody did print. Yes, we did. Now, while Jim's looking, and I think we might have them all, there was a comment about Bob Hope that Fred made. And something happened, an occasion happened when he was something like 99 years old, and the person who made the comment didn't realize it, but he said, "Who the heck would want to live till 100 years old?" And Bob says, "Well, anyone that's 99. So he never really lost his sense of humour. Now, I just want to ask, Lawrence knows what these things are. Does anybody familiar with the workings of an iPod? Hands up. We got another one over there. And, you know too, Jim, do you? All right. Well, in Queensland, Australia, we have a group that always meets with one of these things. Now, you all receive the CD folders there, books with all those DVD, audio DVDs with all, you saw them all in the books and so on. Well, this little fella here is not completely programmed yet, but it's got 62 days of Fred speaking, and there is a ton more room yet. It's all in here. Now, in services, again, there may be some of you that know all about it, but we've got songs in here, we've got hymns, we've got special music, and we've got a whole array of Fred's sermons and various messages, and they can be chosen and picked any particular Sabbath day, and that's what we do. All right? Now, what I'm going to do so that you can be familiar with it, is I'm going to say, leave it over here, and if you could just pass it round, handle it, have a look at it. And there's a circle, just very briefly about the operation of these things. There's a circle there, you probably don't see it there, but as soon as you touch it, what happens is it scrolls up and down. If you go one way with your fingers, it scrolls down, the other way it scrolls up. And when you choose, you press the middle button here. There's a middle button, and you choose what you want. Then you go down to play. It's just like the normal players. You push play, you push pause, or play. When you want to go back to the menu, you go back to menu. You choose with the middle button, and then you turn around with the finger around the circle, and that basically scrolls up, scrolls down, until you find what you would like to listen to. So if I may, I might just put you here. And you can just have a little bit of a look. Press the play or the, and then the menu to get the light on. But have a look at it through the session. But probably it wouldn't be too wise to look at it while Fred's speaking. And also, what I do also want to say is, with regards to the, now I'm not going to boast here. Well, I'm glad Fred didn't hear that one. But with regards to the MP3 CDs, we in Australia were experimenting. I received a lot of help actually from our elder's daughter over there, Glenda Stevens, and her husband, Lindsay. And we gave our people in Australia a choice. And we got to about something like 70% on CDs and 30% on tapes. And that is before, well, Fred had a model to say, well, they're doing it over there. Heck, we can do it. We've got to do it over here because the tapes are going out. So anyway, that's just to let you know, not to boast there. And let me see, talking about our elder over there, he sends, does anybody remember, we all remember Ken and Dorita G? Yeah. There's one big one, yes, back there, yes. So Ken and Dorita send their greetings to everybody here for this year. Now, Now there's, what we're going to do later is when it's all, we're all finished, we're going to take a group photo outside. Now really we don't want anybody to miss out on the group photo. So if we wouldn't mind, at some time when you're being rallied, if we could have a group photo, we'll organise ourselves and we'll take a photo of everybody as well. I would like to take a photo of every couple or individual that is attending. And what we'll do is we'll organise it with Jim, and we'll send you all a copy. All right, just a little bit of a memento, so that you'll who was this guy, and we'll write the names on the bottom of who you are. So what I'm going to do, I mean the bottom of the photo. Jim always makes me laugh. Okay. So right on the lower part of the photo. So you, if you've seen someone, oh, I wonder who they were, you will know, because we'll write it there, and it's good because we should know those who labour amongst us, and we can remember. And so I guess, let me see if I've got anything else. I guess that... That's about it from me. It was only a brief one. As I indicated to Fred, I'd only be brief, and I was brief. So now we're going to go over to Fred again.
Well, this afternoon we are going to cover various aspects of health and healing. We covered a lot of the physical things this morning, so this afternoon we want to cover some of the spiritual things and how they affect our lives. Now we know in 3 John it says, John's desire was that we be in health and prosper. And we talked a lot about the physical things concerning health and how that Satan has created a world that not only physically but spiritually and emotionally and mentally and every other way, the world is a dangerous place to live in, yet we still have to live in it. However, the greatest defense against all of this, because you look at different people, not even in the Church of God, who can eat all the bad food with all the additives in it, and it doesn't seem to affect them like it affects other people. Different people have different tolerances and affects them. But I think we will discover one thing that God has given for human beings that will help them in cases like that. And that one thing is, what is your mental attitude? Because, as the proverb says, Proverbs 23, let's go there. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Now that one statement says an awful lot. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. That has an awful lot to do with our health, with our minds, with our lives, our view to the world, our view toward the church, our relationship with other people, relationship with brethren, relationship with husband and wife. And there are secrets of the heart that have to be dealt with. And those secrets of the heart, God knows. So we'll talk about those a little later. Let's first of all come to Proverbs 3. We're going to learn a lot in Proverbs. And as I said in the youth series, which I need to add more sermons to and expand upon that, which is this. This tells us right from wrong, good from evil, in a universal way that applies to all human beings. So when we come to the Proverbs, we also bring with it, with the Spirit of God, the spiritual understanding that adds to it and gives us a greater depth of knowledge. All right, Proverbs 3. Let's pick it up here in verse 1. Now, when I read this, I think of God the Father. Verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For they shall add length of days, long life, and peace to you. And there are many people out in the world who you would call righteous in the letter of the law. They have values. They have morals. They know how to deal with daily situations. And they can live long lives. Now, those of us who have been called into the church versus some of those out there in the world, as I just described, who can eat ham, pork, bacon, shrimp, lobster, all that sort of thing, and seemingly live long lives. But God has called us, and we are what? We're the weak of the world, right? Yes. We answer the call because we've all had problems, correct? Yes, that's why. Wouldn't be any one of you here if you weren't convicted of sin somewhere along the line. So God has dealt with us on that level. Now, what God is going to give us then is just not long life and length of days, but eternal life. Now, here are some of the keys. And as we go through these things, we need to all, because I have, Jim has, other ones have since we met last year at this time. So I want you to be honest with yourself, be honest with God. Okay? Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. We'll talk about the lack of forgiveness later. Is that not also the lack of mercy? All right. Bind them around your neck and write them upon the tablets of your heart, so that this is going to give you the way to live and the way to think. And this becomes very important. So shall you find favor or grace and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Here's the key. Doesn't this sound like New Testament faith? Now, I've got a book here. Just finished reading on the plane coming over. And here is a biology scientist who studies individual cells, clone cells, and looks at them with this electro magnifying microscopes to where they can make them 100,000 times larger than they actually are. And still, that's not the whole solution. So he began to see that these cells have life. And that these cells, in addition to the DNA, that they have polarization, positive and negative. And that cells, as he dealt with them individually in experiments, he talked about the environment. Now, with the cells, there's the inner environment, which we'll talk about a little later here. There's also the external environment or influence upon the body. Air, water, toxins, etc. We talked a lot about that today. But as we will see, how you think affects every cell in your body. That becomes important to know. Now also, in aligning in positive and negative and so forth, the cells are in a growing mode or they're in a protective mode. They also have to be nourished, and they also have to get rid of the waste. And so they have to function properly to do this. And then, as Roger brought out, that our cells will respond to whatever the environment is, internal and external, that affects our body. Now, we'll see some Proverbs with this. But here is the key on how to think. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Because that's how He made us. He made us to need God. He made us to need His Spirit. He made us so that we can have fellowship with Him. But He's also given us free choice, and we have to choose. So let's notice the benefits that come with this. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, there's some evil that we still carry with us that we haven't departed from. And we'll talk about that a little later. Now, notice what it says. It shall be health to your navel, meaning your guts, right? As your intestines and digestive system are, so is your brain. As your brain is, so is your digestive system. You can eat the best foods in the world, but if you're filling your system with toxin from wrong thoughts and wrong emotions, and as we'll see, lack of forgiveness, you're putting toxins in your system. And what does that do? That affects every cell. Quite a thing, isn't it? Yes. Then he says here, continuing, and marrow to your bones. Now, why is that important? What does the marrow of your bones produce? Blood. That's right. What kind of blood is it going to produce? Now, here, this book, Autoimmune Epidemic, there are things physically and there are things spiritually which affect the bones and hence affect your whole body and can cause health problems. Now, Jim and I know a lady who was very close to us and in the church, very diligent, very helpful. But she had certain hang-ups and problems and stubbornnesses and bitternesses and hostility with her husband continually. That through the years, she developed an osteoporosis to where in the latter years of her life, she was so fragile that when she went to the chiropractor, the only thing the chiropractor could do for her is use that little plunger thing. Have you ever seen that? That little, you know, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't know, but when I saw that, I said, what's that? You know, but that's all the pressure she could take. Now, granted, when she passed, all those sins were ended. But I can't help but think, all that happiness and joy that she missed because she didn't understand what we're going through, though there were times when we tried to talk to her about it. Okay, let's go on. Chapter 4, verse 19. Here again, talking about how we are to live. And when we read these things, let's bring in also the New Testament, because Jesus said, the wise man hears my words and does them, and builds his house upon a rock. See, in Christ is that rock, and we're all building a spiritual house. So let's pick it up here, verse 19, Proverbs 4. The way of the wicked is his darkness, and they do not know at what they stumble. Now, hold your place here and come to Matthew 6, because I want to cover something. Matthew 6. And it's amazing what we covered earlier, you know, that there's an increase of knowledge, increase in understanding God's word. Okay. All right. Matthew 6, verse 22. And as we go through these things, I want us to think about it, how it applies to us individual, because I'm doing that and have been doing that. I want you to think about how it applies to people you know in the church and out of the church. Verse 22, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if your eye be sound, your whole body shall be full of light. And you know what the author of this book, The Biology of Belief, says? Just what we read. As you think in your heart, so you are. And it affects every cell in your body. If you have a positive attitude, and let's add the spiritual element to it, if you yield to the Spirit of God and are following the Spirit of God and are led by the Spirit of God, your whole body shall be full of light, because truth and love brings the positive to your body. And hence, technically, every cell will be aligned to that. Not only is the Spirit of God coming from God, but it's a spiritual energy from God. And our bodies function on energy. And our nerves channel the electromagnetic signals to all of our body, from our brain, from the pituitary, from the hypothalamus, from the thyroid, from the adrenals, the whole hormonal system that the body has. And all of those are affected by how we think. That's important. Because what we're going to cover is going to help us get rid of some of the things that still bog us down. Now let's read on here, chapter 6. Therefore, if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Have you ever looked at someone? Go on and watch the program on CNBC or National Geographic about these long-term lifers in prison. There is a perfect example of total dedication to evil. And one man said, if you let me out of here, I'll do it again. See? And you look closely at their eyes. They're hard. The whites of their eyes are dark. And with that attitude, their whole bodies are full of darkness. See, so it's a real live thing you can see. And when you're kind of down in the dumps, who do you like to be around? Someone that's going to lift you up, right? Yes. Okay. Now let's come back here to Proverbs 4. And let's read the verse before now, verse 18. Here's what needs to be with us in relationship to that light. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. Now verse 20. Here's how to come to that. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So you take it the other way around. What do you have? If you don't do that, for they are death to those who cling to them and sickness to all their flesh. Where does it start? It starts at the instant of conception in your mother's womb. And babies developing in their mother's womb react to mother, to the environment, to the food, to the music, to everything that the mother does. And if there is hatred because she doesn't want the baby but's going to have it, they'll pick that up, because those thoughts are translated into the chemical elements within the body that are passed right to the child. If father and mother are arguing all the time, they react. They put to, what do they call those, the sonograms? Ultrasound or whatever it is. And they've seen babies react to that. And when they have the late term abortion, remember the one woman who was working for the Planned Parenthood, all of a sudden she had a conversion the first day she was in there assisting on an abortion? Remember seeing that on the news? And she explained what it was. They had a sonogram on the mother's belly, and this must have been about a 4-month-old in the womb baby, or maybe a little more. And they were going to abort that baby, and when the doctor put in the instrument, the baby jumped back in fear. And that's when she said, I'm out of here. I can't handle this. So you see, even things in the womb affect. Now, God helps us with all of these things. That's the point I'm going to get to. See? That's the point I'm going to get to. But here's where it starts. Verse 23. Above all, guard the door of your mind with diligence. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, and everything in your whole life experience is recorded in your mind, is reflected in your heart, because in your heart are neural nerves just like there are in the brain. But you see, the good thing of it is this. So as we go along, let you know there's lots of hope, which is this. The brain is very, what they call, plastic. That doesn't mean made of plastic substances. That means that it is moldable and programmable and repairable. And keep in mind, repairable. For out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and devious lips put far from you. Let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Notice how in everything that God has in His Word, and I want you to notice this when you study it, and when you speak, and when you teach, God always points everyone to what? To truth? To love? To Himself? Because that's the way to get turned around from evil and sickness and disease. Change your brain. Change your life. Ponder the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right hand nor to the left hand. Remove your foot from evil. Isn't that what we are to do? Isn't that our daily practice? And isn't that much more challenging today when we have everything out there in the world? Do this sometime as we turn to Proverbs 16. Okay? As you watch some of these commercials or you watch a movie or whatever it is, I want you to think about the different effects that it has. I don't want you to follow along with the storyline, because that's not what they want to impress upon you. They want to impress upon you the things that will be flashed in your mind. Have you ever seen an ad where there's just a like that? Quick picture? Let me tell you how they get kids all upset, mixed up mentally. Cartoons. You watch the cartoons, and their minds then reflect it. It is, the scenes go like that. Fast, 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 fast. And that gets their minds messed up. So by the time they get to school, they've already had a head start toward wrong education. And what does Satan do? Every one of these cartoons, he plants the seed of every evil that human beings will do. Doesn't he? Yes, indeed. All right. Proverbs 16. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue are from the Lord. Now here's the deceptiveness we all need to recognize. And this is the armor around the mind that needs to be circumcised away. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But then he tells us, doesn't matter what you think. But the Lord weighs the spirits. And we're also told there's a way that seems right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Isn't that true? Yes. Verse 3, commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. I want you to key on that verse. Have you ever had thoughts going through your brain? Now, some could be projected in there from Satan, the devil, or the demons because they're everywhere. But a lot of them are lodged in your mind anyway, or from some movie that you've seen, or some experience in your life, or whatever, and the thought flashes back, right? Yes. Commit your works unto the Lord. Now, what are our works to be? Prayer, study, growing in grace and knowledge, developing the character of God. That'll establish your thoughts. And we'll talk about this a little later too, but that's how it's done. Yes, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts shall be established. All right. Come over here to verse 21. Let's see how this is to operate in our lives. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. In other words, positive thinking, positive talking, and all of that comes from what? The Word of God, does it not? Is not the Word of God the most positive thing that there is? And is not the Holy Spirit of God the most positive thing that we can have given to us as a gift from God to help us overcome every one of these events? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Understanding is a fountain of life to him who has it. That's why we need the understanding of God, the understanding of holy, the things that are holy, the understanding of the world we're living in today, so we can escape the evil that is there. We all wish we had, you know, like the psalm says, oh, that I were a dove, that I could fly away into the wilderness and get away from it all. But we can't. You have to wait for the resurrection. But the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, and sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. And so the bottom line is, if you have healthy bones, you have a healthy body. Isn't that right? Yes, indeed. Because the life of the body is what? In the blood. And if the blood you're producing is good, you have good blood, you have good thoughts, you're led by the Spirit of God, and all of those things can help you overcome all the negative impacts and baggage that you may still be carrying. And some of that you may not realize that you're carrying until you really get on your knees and think about it, when we'll talk about it here a little later on. And this is going to help you draw closer to God and help you have a better thoughts, healthier body, and all of that will line up as light in the body. Okay. Now this is not to take away from the other things that we have learned. Now, let's talk about something that's very important. What are the things that hold us back? Think of all the experiences that you've gone through. Now, I talked to a woman from forget whether it was Canada or Alaska. And she said, you know, up here in the north, the native women have a real hard time. I said, well, how's that? She said, well, with the culture that they have, and being housebound all winter, because it's, you know, winter, 6 months of the year, and having big families, and talking to some of the women who are the native women, the biggest emotional problem they have, a hard one to overcome, because we were talking about forgetting the past, is incest with their fathers. And she said, you would be surprised how many women still have problems because of their first sexual encounter when they were little. And a lot of that is a source of hatred of men. And granted, I can't think of anything harder to get out of your mind than something like that. And so if there's some people in circumstances like that, or maybe perhaps even yourself, you need to face it straight on before God. Ask Him to help you. Are we not going to find a lot of people coming into the church that have experienced those things? Look at the sex-obsessed society in which we live. Yes, indeed. Like I said, you know, there's some things that there comes a time just need to talk about. Think how torturous of emotional life that those children live. And I can't help but think of those two girls right down near where we live. What was that? It wasn't San Leandro. It was, anyway, it was up in the Bay Area. Remember the girl who was taken by her neighbor? And he had her for 15 years? Right. Next door. Antioch, that's it. And I thought, after knowing some of these things we're going to cover here, that girl is going to have a difficult time. And remember the girl that was abducted in Utah, sweet little blonde girl, and somehow she was brainwashed by this guy and led astray. And I remember someone reacted when her father was very loving and kind and forgiving, reacted in the wrong way. But now you look at it and you see that's exactly what that little girl needed. Love, understanding, kindness, and help to overcome that situation. All right. So you have those early sex problems that need to be taken care of. Now, what we're going to talk about in all of these things is this. Let's come to Matthew, the 6th chapter. How are you going to heal a problem like I just talked about? How is that young girl or young boy, and I've got the book, Vows of Silence, all about the pedophilia in the Roman Catholic Church. And I read the account of this 13-year-old boy who was taken into the priest's bedroom to stay overnight with him. And his life was shattered from that day forward. And now they're in a culture of trying to correct the Roman Catholic Church. And they don't forget. So their lives are constantly returning the event. And so here at 43, he was writing about his account of this priest that Pope Benedict the 16th didn't do anything about. And lamenting that nothing was done. And I thought, oh, does he need the knowledge and understanding of really come to Christ, really ask for forgiveness, really get his mind cleansed, and do something that's very hard to do? Because sure enough, That priest ruined his life. And the tragic thing about it was, though the priest is long now incarcerated, is still ruining his life because of the memory. All right. Now let's pick it up here in our daily prayer. And just like our bodies have to be cleansed with physical toxins and physical waste every day, so likewise our minds and our hearts and our spiritual lives also need to be cleansed every day. And that cleansing comes through forgiveness. So let's read it here. Verse 6. But you, when you pray, enter into a private room, and after shutting the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly. You can confess those sins to God. You don't have to confess them to any other person. Remember, many of these things are the secrets in your mind. And when you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that by multiplying their words they shall be heard. Now then, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him, but he wants you to ask him so that he knows you desire it. Not just the physical thing, but the spiritual things. Therefore, you are to pray after this manner, or after this outline. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Notice, always pointing to the kingdom and God. Always remember that. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, and as it says in Luke 11, our sins, as we also forgive our debtors, or those who have sinned against us. Now I know, with those two little girls we talked about, I think the one that handled it the best was the father in Utah, offering forgiveness and love and kindness to reestablish his daughter. Yes, indeed. And I feel sorry for that boy who grew up in the priesthood after being molested that night by the priest when he was 13 years old. But then he found out it was every young boy that was around. It can be hard for them to forgive. So let me ask you a question. Do you have something that is very hard to forgive, and maybe you haven't forgiven? And I also, not in pointing the finger, am including myself. Have we not all had difficulties in growing up? Have we not all had difficulties in our lives? Some more traumatic than the others? Yes. And the hardest ones to forgive are family sins and problems, husband and wife problems, and church problems. Are they not? Yes, they are. Why? Because we should know better. Isn't that true? All right, let's go on. Let's come down here to verse 14. For if, I want you to look at that little two-letter word, if. Do you believe that all of God's word applies? Do you believe that this is applicable to every one of us? Yes, indeed. For if you forgive men their trespasses, that is against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's a true verse. Some of those things are hard. But we need to understand it, brethren, and we need to experience that kind of forgiveness ourselves, because how are we going to be able to help anybody else if we have hang-ups in the back of our minds? Huh? Think about it. See? It's not all done all at once. It's the washing of the water by the word and repentance, and the washing of the water by the word and repentance. Now, let's look at some of the things that cause this, and then let's see what we all need to do. And there's one thing that I can assure you of. In understanding this, there were things, more things than I had anticipated in my life, that I had to take care of too, even as a minister of God. All right, let's take a break.